Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Today is Thursday, April 11th of 2024. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, the fastest podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high power content. Right? You can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, please. And with YouTube and at Unbreakable Rogue. I'm excited this week because I'm almost completing my first week remotely. I am pumped. But besides being pumped, I'm grateful because I closed a circle in my life that allows me to, I closed a door that is going to allow me, I already opened the gate, the flowing gates of abundance. And I am a giver by nature. And, you know, I'm almost 50 years of age. So the older you get, there's a lot of things that most people understand unless they're getting older and older. So the older we get, I think that the 50 is the new 20. Let me tell you, the 50 is the new 20. That is for sure. Because I'm feeling more revived. So I feel more powerful within my spirit, within the blessings of God, right? And undeniable. You got to be undeniable to win, right? Because that's the key of success, right? I mean, it's just you got to be undeniable, you. I feel that after 50 years, I'm as weird as the sound, I'm starting to feel a new person. You know, it's like I'm going to this transformation that it's hard to explain because you got to go through that, right? 3 years over, you know, I was in a massive accident 3 years ago. So that transformation allows me to keep giving because I feel that I am in this world for a reason. So if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to give quotes. I'm going to give you great tools, books that I read, that I read, that is probably the books that no one is going to tell you to read or you, because you find if you listen to this podcast, man, this is it. You know, there's, you know, tons of podcasts that they have an hour and they just content about, you know, the success, the secret, a bunch of stuff. But my podcast, I think, is just undeniable the best 20-minute podcast because no one is doing all this hour podcast. They're like, nobody has an hour. You've got 20 minutes, you're on your car, you go back to work, you want to hear something that you can use for today, right? So you have to be the undeniable in order for you to win. And I'm going to read you a quote that I've been reading, which I recommend, is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And he said in page 161, he said, a knowledge of a mighty force in which is capable of bringing to pass all of your desires gives you confidence and sense of peace. Whatever your field of action may be, you should learn the laws of your subconscious mind. When you know how to apply the powers of your mind, and when you are expressing yourself fully and giving of your talents to others, you are on the sure path to true success. If you are about God's business or any part of it, God, by His very nature, is for you. So who can be against you? With this understanding, there's no power in heaven or earth to withhold success for you. Dude, that is awesome. No one withholds success for us. When I was doing financial services business back in 2008, even though there was a group of people who pushed me and give me the tools and to success, there's a few people that they didn't want me to succeed. So I ended moving to a different office because I was betrayed financially, and I was, people were doing things behind my back that was not ethical. And I said, you know what? And I moved away, and you know, keep doing, you know, doing your stuff and going through the motions, right? So I was, since you were born, you are on the path to find true success for yourself. People find different tools to do so. They get married. They go live to in another country, or they're, whatever the case might be. No one withholds success for us. That's why we have to become undeniable, the best we can be, and give to others. You know, but you have to spend a lot of time with yourself. You got to be selfish with your time. You got to be selfish on who you hang around. And how are you available to others? Since we moved to another state, we've been in North Carolina since October of last year. And I'm telling you, since we moved, our life has been transforming into this new level of performance. Obviously, we upgrade to a different housing, so which means, guess what? We got to work a little harder, but guess what? More efficiently. We have, it's I'm going to a whole different level, but still I got to, you know, keep doing my meditations, keep doing my the activities. So, you know, I'm 100%, this is my first week remotely. You know, we're going to a bunch of courses and we're online with a bunch of people. So we just got to get us into the habit of on being more productive with our times, which me being remotely, I don't have to drive at night. You know, I don't have to, you know, driving at night was the worst for me. It was just, yeah, because I'm telling my daughters, look, I'm 50. And it's not the same when I was, you know, I wish I was 20, 30. You have all this energy in the world, you know. You know, your eyes don't affect that much. You know, drink until, you know, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, waking up at, you know, at 8 and 7. And you go back to work and work, you know, 2-3 weeks with no rest and nonstop. Ain't happening this week, right? Because I don't drink anymore. I don't party. I am pretty well diverse in who I hang around with, you know, and you gotta be, you know, you gotta be selfish with your time. You gotta be undeniable, the best. How are you transforming into the best individual for you? You know, the book that I just read, a little page in 161, it is, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I read that book probably like 20-30 times already, and I read another book from the Zen and meditation, and I, you know, I read my Bible. So I'm constantly looking the ways to calm the mind and to be in this Zen, and like the, like when you meditate for 20 minutes or an hour, there's like nothing in your mind. You know, before you go to bed, they say like 5 minutes before you go to bed, you have to prepare to go to bed. Like, not, don't allow, you know, never go to bed angry. Don't go to bed, never, ever go to bed angry, because your subconscious mind, you know, you're sleeping, but your brain's still moving. You are a living creature. Even though you're sleeping, your subconscious mind still active. We have about, you know, 4 or 6 billion cells in our body, which each one of them communicates. I'm telling you, so you have to have these, this powerful subconscious mind that I literally go at like 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. I stop and I do a quick prayer. You know, I am fabulous. I am great. I am the fantastic. And, you know, 50, I have a 2 50-minute break through the day. And then I have my lunch for about an hour. And I utilize every single time 2-3 minutes to pray. And just going to be good. I'm good. And just open the door and just go downstairs and do a quick 10-minute walk. And just like constantly finding ways to win for me and my family, right? You know, the food intakes, you know, the how many, you know, how much water you drink in a day, and having the, you know, like this past weekend, everybody was mesmerized for the darn eclipse, right? Which I was like, I was working, so I didn't have time to. And since we moved to another state, and people were, you know, for a little bit, of course, everything happened. What happens when you have all these massive events, right? People go out there and spend some money, and, you know, they were charging like $80 to park. And it's like, well, you guys are the most fools to go and spend $80 on a parking. So instead of spending time with yourselves and how can you be improving, you know, we're spending the time to on other, so we like to invest in other things, but if you're not investing time in yourselves, man, that's why I spent a lot of years in a limbo, because I was not spending time with myself. You know, I was doing other things, you know, hanging around with, you know, with the wrong turkeys, hanging around with the wrong crowd. And I was like, man, and it happened to all of us. We have to go through those moments in order for us. And it's never too late, you know. And the reason I always said 50 is the new 20. Ray Kroc from McDonald's, he was 59 years old. Colonel Sanders, he was right after. I mean, if you haven't heard, if you haven't, you know, read about their stories, you know, Ray Kroc. I mean, and obviously there's like millions of stories of those ones. I mean, they're like millions. One of the stories that I personally love, true story, by the way, is Sylvester Stallone. That dude, I mean, and they actually, he has quite a few documentaries on Netflix. That's the only thing sometimes I watch on Netflix are documentaries and YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to any channel of YouTube, you can have in YouTube, you can have MIT, Harvard. There's a tons of neuroscience conferences for free. For free, if you pay YouTube like $17 a month, you can have with no commercials, and you have like you have music, you have meditation music, which I recommend. Kelly Howell, go and YouTube Kelly Howell, and she has probably the best guided meditation probably in the world. And she just phenomenal. It's just guided meditation. Not a lot of you gotta get used to someone do the guided meditation. It is not for everyone, but you have to learn how to get used to calm your mind. And you have, because we're so used to like, I don't need this stuff to calm me down. I just go to sleep or meditate. No. You need a teacher. You need a some sort of individual that have done them before, right? You got to go through that path. And they have a tons of those ones. You know, you don't have to go to Kelly Howell, but there's tons of, and they have just like background music. They have those vibration tones. If you haven't, when I took a walk sometimes, you know, I go through different paths and I had to cross this busy street. The noise and the vibrations you feel about those cars coming, it is so annoying. I cannot take the noise like I used to. I'm pretty sensitive of that noise. That's why I retired for the construction business, because that was affecting me, the noise and the banging and the swing and the lifting. And I was like so stinking annoyed that it was affecting my body. It was affecting my physical body. That I said, no, if I keep doing this, I'm not going to, yeah, the paycheck was good. But, you know, I'm studying for my real estate license. So this is just a you got to go through a processes. You got to go through events like, and you start changing when you get up one day and you're like exhausted. You get up one day and you're like, oh, my back. And then you start like, right now I have this little pain on my elbow that I've been massaging my elbow with this oil, scented oil that I've been massaging. That's what I always say. Massage your body, your knees, your toes, your chest, your stomach, and massage and change your habits on how you work out. And there's tons of information that you can that you can look it up. But it, like me, it's just like little by little, stretch it like the yoga. Yoga is the best, and they have a place that they do the hot yoga, and it's just phenomenal. You know, you gotta stretch a lot. You gotta just your muscles. You gotta connect with your body spiritually. So every and I like I said, go get The Power of Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. This dude lived in the 1800s to, I think he died in the 70s, and there's just like so much value on what he and they have tons. He has tons of books, by the way. It's not just the only one. Wayne Dyer has the other one that actually I left a bunch of my books in Ohio to one of the libraries that I go and I just, you know, leave them for them to see. But I'm telling you, it is the best. What other books can you read? Let's see. I have. Let's see why. Well, I mean, I recommend a lot the book with Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, about the Stoics, right? I mean, it's just, you know, that dude was super smart. And there's another documentary that I'm going to watch about Alexander the Great. I mean, dude, I mean, it's just like so much value on understanding people who actually were successful in the past. How they were successful, what they read, how do they feed their minds, how they survive, you know, attacks, how they survive this massive. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just I spent hours, and the reason I don't go out and drink, I don't go to clubs, I don't go to football games, I read, I study, I'm developing my business with a real estate license and my coaching business that I'm, you know, little by little, you know, you're putting together books, you know, all the free information that I give to you guys on the podcast, 20 minutes. So I think I have a duty to give this information to you, because whoever is listening is going to save you. That is going to save your life, man. It saved my life, all this information that I'm telling you. It saved my life, you know, physically, mentally, financially. And then, like, another sources of information come to me, like, oh, my God, look at this dude wrote. And if you want a third book, I'm going to give it to you. You can only get it online. And the book, it is, what's the name? I'm going to have to give you later on because I don't remember the name. Of the exact title. These guys were scholars. These guys were, and the reason they wrote those books, ladies and gents, is because they didn't have the distraction. If these guys would have the media and all the distractions at these days, we wouldn't have this kind of books and this kind of information today. Because the more stinking distraction that humans have, social media is so much poison. That's why I barely see my Facebook anymore. I have my business Facebook, my Unbreakable Rogue, which is it's all positive. It obviously, you know, part of business, but it's, you know, giving away, and just love to people. High positive vibrations. The energy that we surround us. Oh man, I'm pumped. I am pumped. So these upcoming days, spend your time in the weekend with your family and gather with your family. I just text my wife and honey, today I'm gonna give you a full body massage. I'm gonna rub your feet and I'm gonna rub your back, and I'm just gonna you know, I know that she has a little nuts in the shoulders. So, honey, I'm gonna rub your feet, man. I allow me to do that for you. And she's like, oh, go ahead, man. That's what it's all about. When you give others more and more and more, the universe will reward you 100 times more. When people do wrong, it comes back to you 100 times for you. So I feel like I'm going to a circle of cleanse Like I'm purifying myself. So the older I get, the more purified I get. I'm like, ah, man, finally I can get some good, nice sleep. I feel calm. I feel relaxed. And let's keep going. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Enjoy. The universe loves you. God loves you. I love you. Have a good day.